The U.S. and Iran may be close to reaching a deal that would end the war, reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and see Iran give up its stockpile of highly enriched uranium. That's according to the Associated Press, citing Gulf region state officials. Iranian officials dispute some of the details and say the deal must also include the U.S. unfreezing a portion of Iranian assets and deal with Israel's attacks on Lebanon. Dropsite News reports, citing both Al Jazeera and Iran's Tasnim News, that despite ongoing talks, the U.S. continues to obstruct key clauses of the agreement, including the release of Iran's frozen assets, and that there remains a possibility that talks could collapse entirely. Middle East historian Stephen Zunis says that, considering the constellation of countries involved in the latest negotiating process, he's cautiously optimistic that the current agreement might hold.
Trump clearly has his own political reasons to try to calm the markets, but this time it really does seem like we might be closer to a deal. Now, Trump could indeed agree to something that is less beneficial for the West than the original Iran nuclear deal, but of course he'll declare victory. He will likely get big pushback from hawks, including Democrats, but really there is no alternative at this point. The United States and the West is going to have to compromise. Iran has us over a barrel, so to speak. They've perfected this new form of asymmetrical warfare that makes it very, very hard to achieve U.S. goals militarily. So there is a real possibility that Trump will agree to some kind of compromise and declare victory.
Iran has not publicly committed to giving up its uranium. UN Secretary of State Marco Rubio, on a state visit to India, said the world would no longer need to fear Iran getting a nuclear weapon. But Iran's embassy in India, responding on social media, said Tehran has an inalienable right to nuclear technology. Iran has always insisted its program is peaceful while enriching uranium to near weapons-grade levels. Again, Stephen Zunis.
Given how far apart the two sides have been publicly, I am surprised that things appear to be getting close. On the nuclear issue, I think it's fair to say that Iran really doesn't need to have a nuclear program. They have plenty of oil and gas for energy. The technology is very old, so it's not useful for research. They could import whatever they need for nuclear medicine or whatever. And at the same time, they do have a strong sense of national pride. Why should their nuclear program be restricted when you have Israel and Pakistan and India actually developing nuclear weapons? You know, it just shows that this really isn't about non-proliferation. This is about control. This is about hegemony. And that's what Iran is resisting.
Stephen Zunis is professor of politics and international studies at the University of San Francisco, where he serves as founding director of the program in Middle Eastern Studies. Al Jazeera reports that the agreement currently being negotiated includes a ceasefire in Lebanon, but Israel is pushing Trump to allow continued military operations in Lebanon. Meanwhile, an Israeli strike near the Lebanese Hiram Hospital in Tyre left more than 25 paramedics and medical staff wounded, according to Lebanon's health ministry. Israeli forces carried out another double-tap strike in southern Lebanon, hitting paramedics as they responded to an earlier attack. The attack came one day after seven paramedics were killed in Israeli strikes across southern Lebanon.